Hey everyone, welcome back. It's NFL Network headquarters. It's Andrew Siciliano. A couple of weeks ago at the Combine, we met in Indianapolis. It was so good, we thought we'd come to your neighborhood and talk some football with you.
Welcome to Stage 4.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We even put like a sign on the wall for you and everything.
Yeah, it was the awesome. World's like most important coin toss where we saw you last. We have no coin tosses to discuss today.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Defer.
The winner is the Minnesota Vikings, which means the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boo, come on, people.
Will be selected.
I mean, I don't think Rick Spielman thought it was fun. That's not a shot. I think he was pretty open with that.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
We won the coin toss, which means we lost because we wanted to lose the coin toss.
Right, you lost because you won, and he wanted to defer.
Do you want to win or lose?
I officially want to defer.
Are you allowed to defer?
All right, let's go.
I will officially want to defer.
Right.
And he wanted to get the thing over with. We were trying to milk it for at least behind the scenes here, at least 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You content. Did. You did a good job.
I haven't watched it again, but there wasn't a lot there other than let's just flip the stinking coin.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to mix it up a little bit here with you. We're not going to do, you know, your standard question and answer thing with an analyst or an expert. We're going to do over-unders.
Okay. Let's do it.
So we'll go back and forth a little bit here, and I'm going to kick it off with a global question, a big picture question for the Vikings.
Okay.
In 2017.
Yes.
We won 8 games last year.
Okay.
So next year, 8.5. Over, under, wins for the Vikings in 2017.
First of all, this is for recreational purposes only,
mm-hmm.
and I would say over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because?
Because I do think a second year with Sam Bradford helps. I do think there have been moves the last couple of weeks. Granted, defections as well, but also moves potentially in the draft that'll help. I know Rick Spielman will do it, the offensive line. Like we talked about in Indy, everything that could go wrong did go wrong last year.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that you get that same run of bad luck. There is talent on this team. There truly is. And I just can't see things going the way they did last year again. Next year.
Okay, we like it. Over 8.5 wins for the Vikings from Andrew. You referenced Sam Bradford. We're going to go touchdown passes for Sam Bradford in 2017.
What did he have last year?
He had 20.
Okay.
Over
put
under.
Spot there. Good. Yeah.
22.5.
Over under 22.5. Jeez. I will go. I'll go over.
Yes.
I'll go over.
This is rough.
And again, recreational purposes only. By the way, how about Adam Thielen's deal? Good for him.
This is Bradford's going to take the shot. He's got his man wide open. It's Thielen for the Minnesota touchdown.
Where he went to college, Minnesota State University, Mankato, is where we have training camp.
Yes.
Pretty cool story.
It's a very cool story. And you like to see, I cut you off there, I'm sorry, local guys do well. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a perfect example of not everyone's got to be the blue chip or top of the first round and actually can contribute and make something.
Yep. Another offensive weapon for the Vikings. A new one, though. Latavius Murray. Vikings signed him in free agency. Rushing yards for Murray in 2017.
Okay.
He's had a 1,000-yard season.
Mm-hmm.
He's also had two non-1,000-yard seasons. He had 12 rushing touchdowns last year. But we're going to do rushing yards for Latavius in 2017. I'm going to set the over-under at 800.
I am going to say, I'm going to say under because I think it's a team effort. I think they draft a back potentially. Mm. And I think that, and that's not to say Latavius Murray isn't a good signing nor won't have a good year. I just think that they find a way to split the carries up and he will have a good per carry average and he'll have a good season and probably be used in the red zone a lot. But I think they split the carries up enough where we're going to see, I'll take the under.
Okay.
On that one.
All right, 1,000-yard receivers. We nearly had two last year. They came just short of 1,000 yards. So I'm going to set the over-under at 1.5.
Man, I'm going to say under.
Two is very impressive. So.
Unless Sam starts taking more deep shots.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's fair. Now, we hope that he'll have the time to do that this season with those two offensive tackles.
You would hope that he would have the time to do that. That's the goal.
Okay. Let's flip sides of the ball. Defense.
Okay.
We have a corner who we really like, Xavier Rhodes. Had a career high 5 interceptions last season. Was a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 is the over-under I'm setting for 2017 for Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, I'll go over.
All right.
Yeah, that one's easy.
The trend is going up.
Yeah,
think?
I'll go over.
Love
That's
them.
Fine.
All right.
It's not hard.
Offensive line. drafted offensive lineman for the Vikings in 2017. Our first pick is 48. Uh-huh. We have five picks in the first four rounds. Mm-hmm. We're scheduled right now for eight. Wheel and Deal and Rick Spielman likes to come out of the draft with 10.
Always.
So we're going to set the over-under drafted offensive lineman at 2.5.
Ooh, how many overall picks?
Right now, eight.
Eight. I'll go over.
Okay.
I'll go over. Why not? Although we do know that at least to tackle, this is not a good year. Mm-hmm. And I know Vikings fans may say, well, you're not going to be able to booster or bolster the offensive line without a first-round pick. I don't know that I would really want to be in the tackle business in the first round anyway. So I'm trying to put a, you know, the bright side on 48. Okay. That's it.
This is the last one for Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network. Over under games played by the Vikings in 2017,
oh boy.
16.5. So we're basically asking
you. Oh, are they a playoff team?
Yeah, that's what we're asking.
We're not including August.
No.
Okay, I'll go over.
Okay.
I'll go over.
So the Vikings return to the playoffs.
I will say they return to the playoffs.
There you go.
There you go.
Over under.
How about Letterman over here?
Is over. Thank you for your time, man.
My pleasure.
And thanks for having us, NFL Network.
Welcome to our spacious studios. I hope someone gives you the grand tour.
Make sure you check out all of his stuff at NFL Network, NFL.com. He and the crew do great work. Path to the Draft, Total Access, all that stuff is really good, and we're at the heartbeat of it right here at NFL Network, so stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.